Okay. I did so much research on my own. I think there's a possibility I've come up with a decent counter spell for this. Granted, it may not be strong enough, but if the three of us get together, then perhaps there's a chance we can break this spell. And I'm going to make sure that I take that book back to Celestia so that Lily cannot possibly dabble in cat magic again. In fact, I'm going to personally go through all of her books just to make sure she's not hiding anything else in there. Now... Okay, this may be a little more complicated than I thought. Okay. Okay, it might work. Although, maybe I ought to substitute this for something else? Now that I think about it, this may be... No. Okay. This could work now. If only I can just...
I'm so bored. Can you please tell me that you've come up with at least some form of counter for this? I mean, how long have we been stuck in the same body? It's getting rather irritating not being able to have any control over myself. And why are you our dominant personality? I mean, if anyone else, it should be me. At least I know how to get things done. You are slower than molasses. But like I said, have you at least come up with some form of counter for this?
Shut up, Lily. I'm thinking. Honestly, if you weren't dabbling in dark magic, we wouldn't be in this mess in the first place. Don't you have any kind of remorse? And can't you tell that I've been trying to come up with something? In fact, doing it right now. So how about you try contributing to this? I mean, it's not like you can do any better or any faster than I can.
Honestly, little flower girl. If I were the one doing this, I probably would have come up with something already. I mean, I am an alicorn. I have more higher magic than you do. So, it's more obvious that I could probably come up with something so much more sooner. But you threw a little bit of a hissy fit, so it delayed any form of trying that I could do at that point.
Oh, don't you dare get all high and mighty with me! You didn't do anything! All you did was complain and gripe! You did nothing! Like I said, you got us into this mess! You can't come up with anything to get us out of this! I bet you don't even know what you even did in the first place! I'm pretty sure you did something wrong to begin with!
Aw, don't try putting this on me, little Lotus. I mean, if you were more focused on anything other than making this place thick and span again, and by this place I mean our home, then we could have possibly been back by now. I mean, you also could have asked for help, but no, you want to do all of this alone. Instead of also asking me as an alicorn for help, I mean, like I said, I could get this done. But no, you want to do everything. As the first of us, you want the control of everything. Let's see. How does that work exactly? Oh yes, you aren't really accomplishing anything, are you? It's almost laughable.
Okay, that's it! Listen, Lily, I get it. You don't like this as much as I do. But you can at least stop patronizing me and help me out! I mean, would it kill you to just give a little assistance? Anything can contribute. I mean, like you say, you're an alicorn and all, so you have a vaster knowledge of spells than I do. Meaning you can use one of those and put it to good use, trying to at least start off the process of getting us back to normal. I can't take it anymore. Having you in my head is one thing. Having you physically here would be so much better, because then I can just kick you a couple times to get some common sense into your brain! Look, you two, I know you don't get along, but in a way I kind of saw this happening. But you two have to definitely get along in order for this to work. We need all three of us to be in harmony, or something like that. If we keep bickering like this, or rather if you two keep bickering like this, things are only going to get worse. We need to put our heads together and figure this out. Please? I mean, we can all communicate telepathically like this, as I kind of discovered. So, wouldn't it be in our best interest just to help each other out? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? It might even get us back to normal. Lily? Lotus? Please?
Fine. I guess I can stop whining and complaining and making me feel worse. I mean, you are right. This is my fault and all. The least I can do is at least help out. So, sure, Lotus. I'll help you out. Maybe we can get this done together and finally put this little accident behind us.
You're right, Midnight. Instead of letting my temper get the best of me, I should ask Lily for help. I mean, we need all the help we can get at this point. Honestly, I have considered going to the princesses, but I don't think they'll like us in this form. So, I just want to try doing my best, at least on my own for right now. I mean, it's worth a try, so I guess... Lily, will you help me out trying to figure out this spell?
Alright, I think we've done it this time. Well, the spell's complete, and by the looks of it, it might go well. Hopes crossed, girls. Let's hope this works, and we'll end up with our own bodies back. Now, I need to concentrate, and just... Focus. And now, the execution.
Did it work? I do feel kind of different. Wait, what's that voice? No. No, 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 no. No, 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 no! No, you've got to be kidding me! How? Why? Why did this happen? This spell should have worked! Why did it not give us our own bodies back? Why did it turn us male? Why am I a stallion?
What did you do, Lotus? You obviously did something wrong. Wait, what? No, 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 My voice. What happened to my voice? Why? Lotus, you idiot! You messed up! I can't believe you. How could you mess up like this? You didn't concentrate hard enough.
How could I become a stallion? I mean, this isn't good. No! No!
I don't want to hear anything from you, Lily. You probably didn't focus either. You probably fed me the wrong information just for a laugh. Do you even want your body back at all? I mean, come on. It's obvious you must have done something. I mean, not like I'm blaming you, but still. If it wasn't you, then yes, maybe it was me. But I swear I was focusing 120% into getting our bodies back. Something and a spell went awry and changed us into a stallion. This is the worst day ever!
Ladies, gentlemen. Oh, goodness, that sounds weird. Look, I don't mean to, I don't know, be too obvious or anything, but at this point, we tried everything and failed. We might as well just go to Princess Twilight and get her help. Maybe if we explain the situation, she can tell Princess Celestia and Princess Luna to help us, and maybe they'll have some pity on us. It's worth a shot. And honestly, I don't know what else could possibly get worse to happen to us. I mean, the next step from becoming a stallion could be becoming, I don't know, Ash?
You're right, Midnight. I should have listened from the start and just done that. Ugh, good thing I already had a letter penned for Princess Twilight, explaining the whole situation and begging that we get help from her and hopefully the other princesses and possibly not be sent to Tartarus for this. Hopefully, they listen and take full pity on us and everything will go back to normal. This is going to be a very, very, very long and trying time. Hopefully the spell can be reversed. Both spells.
Couldn't agree with you more on that.